Okay. We tarried until you got here. You told me you'd be late tonight. For those of you who were not here last night, we had a blowout last night. We only did a blot. So tonight, to get back and destroy, we are on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Being a masochist, I just want to repeat the last thing we did last night, which is it's the same thing. I just want to make sure that it's clear. The two Meir holds, if you forgot, the two procedures you have to make for Yaakov's benefit. The two procedures you have to make: you have to make Erev Chatzeros among all the houses in the Chatzer, to make a Shitu Mevos among all the Chatzeros in the Mavui. Meir holds you need both every Shabbos. Rabbanan arguing him. We haven't really seen Rabbanan yet. They're coming up in a few minutes. Meir holds you need both. What if one guy forgot to make either procedure? So it depends. If he forgot to make Shituf but made the Erev Tavlach, it doesn't do any good. If, however, he did include himself in the Shituf, the more encompassing procedure, but not in the Eruv, he forgot, then we give him a pass for that one Shabbos. We'll let him go. And the reason why our Meir requires both procedures, both Eruv and Shituf, why old Shituf is not sufficient, is because we're afraid Shema Tishtakach Toras Eruv. Maybe the concept of Eruv will be forgotten if we don't require both. Meaning, if we allowed the more encompassing procedure of Shituf, people would forget the concept of Eruv. Now, there were two interpretations of that, which we learned last night. One interpretation of that is that we're afraid if we allow Eruv without Shituf, or Shituf without Eruv, to do one without the other, so people might become accustomed to do Eruvin and not do Shituf. They're going to do one and not the other. And that's no good. They might also become accustomed the other way, to do Shituf without Eruv, but we're afraid that they're going to forget to do one and not the other. The other interpretation held that we're afraid that they'll forget to do both. A guy will come late one shot Friday afternoon, see that he won't see the Eruv, and Shituf they don't need, so he'll think you don't need anything, right? Again, if we would not require both. So one Amora held, we're afraid you're going to forget one and not the other. The other Amora held, we're afraid you're going to forget both. So what we ended up last night is that which our mayor said, that if you did Eruv, but it didn't do Shituf by accident, I mean the opposite. If you did Shituf, but didn't do Eruv by accident, you get away for one Shabbos, that can only be like the opinion that we're afraid you're going to forget both. Because in this case, we're not afraid you're going to forget both because you didn't participate in one of the procedures. But like the opinion, we're afraid you're going to forget even one. So then, even if you got just one procedure, we're afraid, who knows what pattern that'll set, and therefore we can't let him get away with it, even for one Shabbos. Okay? Does that sound very easy? It took us about 20 minutes last night to figure that out. Okay? Is that clear now? What?
It's better.
Right? That's what the Gemara says. Now, fitting into the words, that's another question. But you gotta trust me on that. It fits in. Okay? Now we're up to Pshita, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which is about halfway down the page, a little bit more than halfway down the page. That's by, if you look at the Gilyon HaShas, the second paragraph of the Gilyon HaShas on the right, left-hand margin. So right opposite in the Gemara, right opposite the beginning of the Gilyon HaShas, is where Pshita in the Gemara. Everybody see that? Pshita. It's obvious. Now, what problem is that this is not obvious. Lieberman doesn't understand. He almost rips out his hair, although I think it was bald. But he almost rips out his hair trying to figure out what's going on here. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a beautiful, beautiful shot. Really a beautiful shot, which works out beautifully like the Rambam Paskins. So let me tell you the Rambam Psak before we see it inside. The Rambam Paskins, when do you need both Erev and Shituf? Not all the time. It's possible to combine even Grand Mayor both procedures into one, which is what we do nowadays. You can take the sheet, if you make the sheet of bread and put it in one of the houses, then that includes both procedures. Because since the kids are in and around the Mavi and Chayah, the Eruv, see they're using bread, There's no problem. Shabbatish Takach Torah Seiruf. Not afraid that people are going to forget about there, because they see, oh, you're using bread and you're putting one of the houses. It must be that you require Eruv, not just Shituf. Okay? So for the Shituf, use bread and put in one of the houses. That suffices. Even going to Rambam. That's what I was going to say. Shita Marvin Bachatzeris. It's obvious. Normally do Eruv in the courtyard. You do Shituf in the Mobli. Marvin Bachatzeros. Now you do Eruv in the courtyard. If they wanted to do Shituf in the Mavui through the Erev Chatzeros, it does not work. However, I'm sorry. They wanted to do Erev through the Shituf, meaning Shituf can be with what? Even wine, oil, any commodity. If you want to do the Erev via the Shituf, that does not work. You want to do the Erev by using the wine or the oil. And you should bear in mind, Shituf, of course, does not have to be in a house, right? When you're doing an Erev, which is the correlation of all the how the conglomeration of all the houses in the Chatzer, so Erev has to be in one of the houses. When you do, however, Shituf, which is a conglomeration of all the Chatzeros in the Mavli, so then the Shituf can be in any of the Chatzeros, not in one of the houses. So therefore, you cannot be Yotzei Erev via Shituf. If you relied on Shituf, that doesn't work. A, because it's not the right commodity. B, because it's not in the right location. And that's what we're saying here, right? Im ratzu lishtati b'movli, as the tool for Erev Chatzeros, ena mishtati, it doesn't work. However, in lishtati b'movli, im ratzu la'arev, if they did Shituf via the Eruv, that works. Marvin. The Tani, Marvin mishtati v'kecho, divrei meir. At Taka, there's a price which tells us that you can do Eruv and Shituf together, even Korah Meir. Amazing concept. We said Korah Meir, you can combine. Depends. When can't you combine? By putting the Eruv into the ship, by doing either one of the procedures as by itself, or by doing Shituf by itself, or by doing Shituf and trying to cover both. But if you do Eruv Chatzeros and intend to cover both, that works. The Rambam says the minhag is to take two pieces of bread. Nowadays, take two pieces of bread for Erev Chatzeros. One is supposed to connote the Erev, and the other is supposed to connote the Shituf. But really, we're being yoytzeh with one piece of bread for both. Again, what does our mayor mean? I can't be yoytzeh the sheep with one alone. If I did Shituf and tried to cover both bases, or if I did Erev Chatzeros in a way which was not intended to cover both bases. But if I did Erev Chatzeros in a way which intends to cover both bases, then that works. I lock the mice even quarter of Meir. Now all this is Rami Meir. The Chachon Rami Marvin B'Chatzeros Mutarim Marvin B'Chatzeros O Mishtaf B'Movoi. You never need both. Either or. In Marvin B'Chatzeros Mutarim B'Chatzeros if they did an Erev in the Chatzeros without intending to cover the Movoi, Mutarim B'Chatzeros Vasur B'Movoi. And of course, the mutter and the chatzer are also in the mavli, because nothing covered the mavli, assuming they only did Erev Chatzeros. However, here's the clincher where they argue with Rabbi Meir explicitly, v'nishtarfu b'mavli, even if all they did was Shituf, no Eruv at all. Nonetheless, mutarim kan v'kan, that suffices according to Rabbanan. You don't need both procedures. If you did Eruv by itself, obviously it doesn't apply to the mavli, because you limited yourself. But if you did the more encompassing procedure of the Shituf, that encompasses the necessity and overrides the necessity to have an Erev as well, according to Rabbanan. Again, we do not paskin like Rabbanan, because we say, Noaguam, the nation conducted itself, according to Rabbi Meir, to require both, or that the Erev should be done with the express intention to cover the Shituf. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Amalan, Rabbi Meir responded to them in this brisa. I can't accept that. If you accept Shituf in lieu of an Erev, people are going to forget the whole concept of Eruv. They're going to forget. They won't know. And Shamavi lechatzeros kechatzel abatim. And we need to have both, because the Mavi is vis-a-vis the chatzeros, like the chatzer is vis-a-vis the house. Each of them is separate and distinct. Again, we have to enforce both procedures, otherwise people are not going to realize that Erevin are necessary. Okay? Kama chatzeros you ba Mavi? How many chatzeros do you have to have in a Mavi? Rabbi Shmuel Tarvei and Rami, they both said, ein pachat mishtayim, no less than two. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochatzeh, afilu chatzim ikan, even if you have a chutz on one side without any houses. Ubayis mikan, mechanos mikan. And a house and a store on the other side without any chutzah. That already requires shituf. Why is that? Because you have two houses, a chutzah and a mavli. So in that case, they have to do eru chatzeres for the chutzah, shituf involves for the mavli, even though it's only one chutzah. Right? But sin, I really have to make that clear. Even though their houses are not in the chutzer, right? There's a chutzer on one side, houses on the other side, mavi in the middle. Still, they have to do both erev chatzeres and shitufei mavos. They have to do erev chatzeres for the chutzer, which is not adjacent to their houses, and they have to do shitufei mavos for the mavi, which is in fact adjacent to their houses. Okay, very big chiddush, but that's what we're saying. Is that clear? Okay. Says the word further. A Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov boy, Mavi ain't po. He stated, Mavi ain't po chutz mishtei chatzeros. No, you can't have Mavi if you have less than two chatzeros. And chutzer ain't chutz mishnei batim. And each chutzer has got to have two houses inside it. Now, Mavi shorkov v'rach b'shava. If you have a Mavi,
definitional statement.
Yes, he's arguing in the previous Gemara. Say it's not enough to have one chatzer and two houses. You need two chatzers, each of which has two houses. Okay? Mavi shorko v'roch v'shove, a mavi which has equivalent length and width, it's a perfect square. Ein ol nitar b'lechi v'koira elo b'pasim k'chatzer. It's not enough to have a lechi or a koira, either or. It needs double l'chayayim, just like a chatzer does. So even though it's a mavi, if it's perfectly square, that's the way it goes. Shmuel Shal Rav Kamarko Yeser Arachbo. What is to be the off balance? How much longer does that to be than wide in order to consider to be a mavi and not a chutzah? Says one of Koshu. Who am I Koshu? Why? Because Hachin Darayo the Arad Yisrael Merabon. In Eretz Yisrael, where the standards were set, the chutzahs are perfectly square. So any deviation from that perfect square constitutes a mavi. And if it's a mavli, then all you need is one koira or one lechi. You don't need two l'chayayim. Okay? So actually nowadays, it's almost impossible to imagine a chutzer. Because a chutzer must be a perfect square with two houses fronting on it. Almost impossible. So really, what we do nowadays is called eruv chatzeros. So some of them are misnomer. It's not erev chatzeres. Do we have a chutzer? You ever see a chutzer? All our things are what? Mevos.
That's only from the Nachum Bar Yaakov.
Yeah, we pass them like him.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yasser. Rabbi Yasser said, Adana Tamon, while I was still in Bavel, Sham Yisko Rabbi Yudah Shal Shmuel, Rabbi Yudah asking Shmuel. First two things you heard are not relevant there, and then the third thing will be. If he shiklo mace, if a person sets aside a shekel from machtis a shekel, and then he drops dead, where's his machtis a shekel go? Armalei iblun the David goes to korbanos, voluntary korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. Motor hasira seifo shalom. If a kohen gadol brought, how many pancakes bring a day? Pancakes, kohen gadol bring each day. I think 12. I forgot too. I was hoping one of you guys remembered. But I think it's 12. 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. So if you brought half of them and then dropped dead in the middle of the day, you know, like Yom Kippur, right? Didn't go out of the Kodesh Kodoshim. So he dropped dead. So what happens with the rest of his flour for that day? You can't do anything with them. You destroy them because he's not going to Gadol anymore. Rabbi Lezer, you sell them and you buy with the proceeds the money to bring carbonus to Dava. Now, as I said, those are not relevant to our sugi. The third one is, Bokumi, they asked in front of Shmuel. In front of Shmuel? I think it's in front of Rabbi Yasser when he said this. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a friend of Rabbi Yasser. If I'm in one courtyard, this is a question the Bavli asked too. I'm in one courtyard. You're in another courtyard. You want to allow me to carry your courtyard. You want to be about to reshus to me. I'm not in the same courtyard as you. Can I? It's still valid for me to take over the authority over your courtyard, even though I in your house in the other courtyard, even though I don't live in the same courtyard as you. That's Gemara's question. So am I alone? No,
that's not tied into the issue we had before about the fire is not just for the prior owner is giving up possession. The second owner has to assume control.
Right.
This is tied up.
Yeah, the question is how we assume. I think so. The question is how we assume, to what extent you can assume control.
Right. So, that was only, I think that was only the view of Romero, wasn't it?
The what?
That Vitor requires not only the act of the prior owner abandoning possession, but the new owner assuming possession.
That may be, but here it's much more reason to require it since it's another chatzer. How does one affiliate with the other? If not, then you can be allowed to reduce, specifically relinquish in a directed fashion. Because if it's a chatzah which is common, and I just relinquish it and don't have to be makta to the other people, all right, but automatically their ownership in crow, you know, envelops whatever is there. It encroaches upon those people who were invato their reshus and takes over their reshus. However, you go from chatzah to chatzah. So that's much more of an effort because there's no automatic spreading there. So therefore the question is whether it can work from chatzah to chatzah nonetheless or not. Is that relatively clear? Sorry. Okay. So in any event, von kumei Rabbi Yassa. Just like you said over there, became shishavsu bechatzer. If you leave kelim in your chatzer, we all know this is true. They didn't originate from in the house on Shabbos, rather they originated in the backyard, so you can carry them throughout the backyard and from backyard to backyard without restriction, without eruv. Right? The only area was necessary for stuff which was in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, right? But stuff which is in the yard at the beginning of Shabbos, you can carry around the yard and with the, from yard to yard without a problem. So I ask Gemara, Bunker Rebbe Yosef, you carry them around the yard without any additional tikkun. In the Kavasa, we say a similar thing, Kalim Sheshavsu B'Movli, Metatlosa B'Movli. The Kalim which spent Shabbos in the Movli can be carried in the Movli. Now, take out the Vav. B'Shabbos Shalim La, when they were learning Masechet Shabbos, they asked him this question. They asked Rabbi Yassi this question. But lucky when he didn't answer them. Why? The law Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Yossi would never say anything. Ela komi lava lava asra, unless it was the word in the proper place. Next word should be kat. So therefore, they waited and kat the asun la ervin. When they got to ervin, which is the proper place for this question, then Rabbi Yossi responded them. Marulam b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, sene Rabbi Yochanan. Kalim shishavsu b'movi, kalim which were in the movi from the beginning of Shabbos, v'talos ha'movi and carried them throughout the movi. Rav Amari Matalino Samela Barba Amos. You only carry them for Amos no more. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Rav Kadaite, Rabbi Yochan Kadaite. They both follow the line of reasons. Rabbi Yochan, do Amar Koiro Materes Blue Sheetuf. Rabbi Yochan holds that a Koiro, a beam across the front, enclosed a movie, even without the Sheetuf procedure. Have a do Amar Matalino Mucho Amovie. You only carry throughout the movie. Because the old is enclosed. However, Rav do Amar in Koyer Mater's Blue Sheetuf. Rav who said that a Koyer does not work without a Sheetuf. Having do Amar in Metali Boil Bar Bahamas. So without the benefit of a Sheetuf, you can't carry more than four Amos. Okay, they're consistent. How tight is the Rabbi Yechanan? Koyer Rabbi Yechanan, if you can carry stuff from one end of the movie without restriction, even without a Sheetuf, lays the door for a Mishtantik Bechol Movie. Why do you do Sheetuf? Why bother? Says, well, I'll tell you why. It's a very good question. I'm Rabbi Yossi Beibun, Kidei La'asos, Koshiris Achas, in order to unite all the Chatzeros. So you carry from the Chatzit to the Mavui. Without the sheet of a Rabbi Yochanan, you carry anything from one end of the Mavui to the other, no matter what the distance, as long as you have a Koyro. Yes, but you can't carry a thing from the Chatzit to the Mavui. So that's an issue to allow you to carry from the Chatzit to the Mavui. OK? Okay? Very simple, right? Now, forget about simplicity. Now, the next Gemara. Nobody understands. Not one. Except me. The truth is that it's, I'm going to give you a shot, which is based on the Rambam. The Rambam obviously learned this through Shami. The Magen Mishnah says the halacha the Rambam has a perikay halacha you give me the dal. It's right from the Shami. The Rambam learned the Pshat Ushami, which only requires a small bulldozer to put it. All the Pshatim, the other Achroinim and Rishonim say require several large earth movers. So this is on this on the steam shovel scale. This is a relatively minor doichak. Okay, let's learn. So I'm going to teach you like the Rambam. Pshita nismachim al shita shituvei mavui means, well, as he said till now, if one guy forgot to make an Eruv, but he did make a Shituv, right? We obviously rely on that. That was that till now. He forgot for one child to rely on that. Ma'oli smoch al Shituv v'chatzeros. Can rely on Shituv for all the chatzeros. Meaning, let's say every single person in this Mavli is a Shlomazel. They all forgot to make Eruv chatzeros. Not just one guy. Every single one forgot. Can I still rely on the Shita? Or is it only if just one guy forgot? You understand the question? Very simple question, straightforward, right? Rabbi Yaakov Rach, Rabbi Zira, Taveyon, they both said, Chad b'shem Arukvan, one name Arukvan, v'chad b'shem Ranachman bar Yehuda, nismachin al Shituf v'chatzeres, yes! If they're all Mishlamazos, and they all forgot, you can rely on the Shituf in the Mavos, for the Chatzeros, see how the Rambam learns Shituf in Chatzeros, to rely on the Shituf in the Mavli for the Chatzeros, b'Shabbos Rishonim. For one Shabbos, midoichak, because they're up against the wall. That's it. Not longer than that. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bun slaps on another qualification. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bun, Shem of Yehuda, Kedain, it also has to be like those in She Bardalia, the men of Bardalia. She'ena makpidim al prusa, it should be prusasa. They're not makpid on getting their own bread back. When they throw stuff in the pot, they're willing to get back whatever they get. And here too, look, after all, you need Erev Chatzeros. It's Erev Chatzeros. So in lieu of the Erev Chatzeros, for one Shabbos, rely on the fact that they are buddy-buddy. They don't mind sharing their bread together. And if one guy throws one challah to the pot, the other guy throws the other challah to the pot, they're perfectly willing to take back the other guy's challah instead of their own. So that supplants the Erev Chatzeros, the Shituf they have. They forgot all to make. But the fact that they have a Shituf and they are united, they're good friends, that works. Okay? Says Umar, Rabbi Boy, Hashem Rabbi Yudah said, even they're not like the people of Baradalia. Meaning, even if they're on Makbid, and they're not going to share their bread, and they're very meticulous at getting back exactly what they give into the pot, nonetheless, for one Shabbos it works. For one Shabbos, you can rely on the sheet. Okay? Says one tiny. Now, along these lines, my says, are you misubing Ba'avir Chatzar? There was the Shlomazel Club meeting. And they were saying, when is the Shlomazel Club picked to have its picnic? Close. Worse. Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, just before Shkia. The annual Shlomazel Club picnic. Okay? So they're sitting there at the Chelm Society. Right? So the thing is, this is a mice that happened. Tani, Meister Shem Mesubin, Ba'avir Chotzer, they're all sitting. Now, look what's. At least you're going to have a meal Erev Shabbos. Don't have a picnic. Because if a picnic is bad, because where does an Erev have to be? Where? Erev Chatzeros. In a house. But the Shlomazel Club was having an outdoor picnic, right? So they're having an outdoor picnic, Erev Shabbos, the Beinash Marshals. The Kitchen in Beinash Shabbos, the Shabbos began. So after Shabbos began, they said, Oy vey, we forgot to make an Erev, we were sitting outside. What is our fate, right? So it came in front of Shmuel. I guess it came across the lab. Went in front of Shmuel. Rabbi says, we came and she schilu b'tavshim b'odiyom, since they started eating together from before Shabbos, mutter. We let them get away with it. Amazing concept. That's considered Eruv Chatzeres. Where we learned several major chidushim, says Ma. Hadam Allah, this teaches us, v'afilu misubi ma'avir chatzer. Even down in the airspace, they're not inside a house, right? Hadam Allah, this teaches v'afilu lo yir, believe they didn't make a separate Eruv. Still, they're off the hook. Hadam Allah, v'afilu lo kignu. They didn't even attempt to make this an Eruv. They were having their Shlomazel Club annual picnic. There's no intent to make an Eruv. Hadam Arah! This tells us that two Rishuyos cannot be used simultaneously. Nobody understands this line. The Korban Eruv says, just take it out. That's no, not relevant here. Yeah, but this is much more lenient. You can't hear me when I shout. Take out this line. I'd say they can't use this two domains simultaneously, but it's a non sequitur. It doesn't follow anything we wrote before. So just take it out. Okay? There are people who try and explain what it might mean, but I didn't see anybody who made me feel happy about it. So what are you asking again? It's similar, but here it's much more of a kiddush. Because there you don't need a procedure. He's not acquiring an Eruv Tchum in there. He's getting the 2,000 amos which any human being has. Here, there's no automatic Eruv Chatzeres which every human being has, right? Yeah, we're giving them an Eruv Chatzeres as if they made one. It's a great cooler. Okay, it says the Gemara.
Is this line, Shein Shtei Rishus B'Shems Rishus Achas, is it like a Hebrew Christian line?
No.
No?
Oh, come on. First of all, there should have to be Shalosh Rishuyos. You want to say Zoroastrian.
Right. Should
be. Yeah. You meant Zoroastrians, because they have two.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't have Zoroastrians. Only Christians. Okay. That gets an A-plus for creativity, though. I have... heard
effort,
few,
effort.
Yes.
Always believe in effort.
Yes. Few more creative shotim in the Ushami than that. Okay. Says the Gemara. Adam. Furthermore, Nismachir Shetuvi Chatzeres B'Shabbes Yushanim Midoicha. Here we rely on Shetuvi Chatzeres. The first Shabbos we're up against the wall. Now this is not exactly Shetuvi Chatzeres, right? Because here it wasn't true Shetuv, right? It was, but the point is, it was open air. It didn't fulfill the criteria of Eruv Chatzeres, right? It was open air. I don't even know if it was bread. I think somebody says it was wine. So we don't know, it didn't meet any of the criteria of Eruv Chatzeres, so therefore, the fact that it works indicates that for one Shabbos, you rely even on a Shetuv, because it's not qualitatively different than a Shetuv.
Can I get one thing straight about Shetuv? I was under the impression that the commodity used is limited to bread, wine, and oil. No, it's any commodity.
Mangoes. Anything. Okay? Says more further. I don't know why I picked mangoes, but it works. All right, says a little further. Shita, Eruv Tzorech Bayis, and Eruv needs a house. Shita of Maushi Tzorech Bayis, and Shita have to take place in the house. Milsa Derav, now this is all messed up here. Reb Chaim Kanievsky changes. There are just words here and there, but you'll see as I read. Milsa Derav Amara, we have a statement name of Rav, which one does not bring down, and we don't know what it is, but there was a statement name of Rav. Amara, which tells us, Shita of Tzorech Bayis. Shituf does require a house. Milsa de Shmuel Amra Shituf Ein Tzorich Bais. It does not require a house. Mas Nisa, the Mishnah, the fine Braisa, Pliga Alei de Shmuel. Argues on Shmuel. Obviously, Shmuel doesn't argue on Braisa. That's Braisa argues on Shmuel. What does it say in the Braisa? It says, Shituf Nosto Bebe Shar. Shituf, you put into a good gatehouse. Well, if you put it in the gatehouse, it sounds like it needs a house. You can't just put it in the open air. Rabbi Boom Barachir B'Shem Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, nevertheless, we paskin like Shmuel, Noisto Ben Ba'av Yochotzeh, Ben Ba'avoy Mavoy. The Shituf does not have to go to the house. You go to the airspace, either of the Chatzar or the Mavi, it makes no difference. Okay? Next Mishnah. Shtei Chatzar Zulif Dimizu. Now this is a Mishnah which actually gives three opinions. And I never understood this, and I had to understand it's fully in the Bavli. That's why we have Yerushalmi, so I can understand things. We have three opinions in this Mishnah. Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi and Chachomi. Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, Chachomi. Tanakama says, V'regelo seres, regel asur bim koma, so I'm going to explain all these concepts after I say it. Regel asur bim koma o seres. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu regel amuteres mimkoyma oseres." Rabbi Chachom say, "Ein regel oseres." What are these three opinions? I don't, you weren't expected to know them ahead of time. You will not be tested on this. Now, what? That's true. After 120 years, I can't guarantee anything. Now. Tanakama holds regel oseres b'mkoma oseres oseres shelo b'mkoma. If we didn't make an eruv, and we are an inner courtyard, and you are in our courtyard, even if you didn't make an eruv, since we have access and exit through you, you can't carry on Shabbos. We are regel hasura because we didn't make an eruv among ourselves, and we're oseres shelo b'mkoma. We hasur you because we go through you. So your Erev is no good either, even though you made an Erev. However, Tanakamot's regular Muteris Mikoyim, let's say the inner courtyard made an Erev. Not with the outer courtyard, separately. The inner courtyard made an Erev, the outer courtyard made an Erev. In that case, we concede, says Tanakamot, it doesn't answer. Why? Because it's not a regular Asur Bim Koyimah. Only if the inner courtyard is in of itself tainted by not having made an Erev, do the Asur by their excess through the outer courtyard. But if they themselves made an error for themselves, they don't ask for the outer courtyard. Rakiv argues, says, even regla muteres min koima, even though the inner courtyard made their own eruv, since they didn't make an error for the outer courtyard, they just walk right through them, so therefore they ask for the outer courtyard. Rabban and old, it makes no difference. I can never ask for another courtyard by walking through it. Whether I'm allowed to carry my own courtyard or not, I can't ask for your courtyard. Okay, so those are three different opinions. Okay? So let's see inside. Shtei chatzer zulif nimizu. One is within the other. One is behind the other. Irv apnimis loyver chitzoyna. If the inner guy made the eruv and not the outer guy, apnimis muteris, then the inner one is muter. Vachitzoyna asura. The outer one is asur. Whoops. All right, of course. The inner one is mutter, the outer one is osur. The outer one is osur. The outer one didn't make an eruv, right? Eruv name is loyver chitzona, obviously. The outer one is osur because they didn't make an eruv. Now, what about the other way? Achitzona v'lo apnimis. What if the outer one did make and not the inner one? Then stay in asuros, they're both osur. Why? Hi, the outer one made an eruv. But it's the regular, the pnimis didn't, the inner ones didn't make an eruv. And they're regular asura, they're forbidden to carry their own place. Therefore, since they have access through the outer courtyard, they ask for the outer courtyard as well. That's all Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva goes a step further, as I mentioned to you already. Right? I skipped, sorry. Erev azulatma vazulatma. If each one made an error by itself, Zumutas Yifniatma, Zumutas Yifniatma. Each one may carry in its own domain. Why is that? Because it's regular Mutas Mimkoima. If the inner one made an error and the outer one made an error, they can't carry it together because they made separate error of it. But since the inner one is Mutas to carry, they don't answer by their access the outer one. Okay? Now, Rabbi Akiva, Eitzer Apachitsoina. Akiva says, in this case, even though they both made error of it, the outer courtyard is Osir. Because the right to walk, which the inner courtyard has on the outer courtyard, answers the outer courtyard, despite the fact that both of them made their own separate eruv. Tough luck, right? Even regular muteres b'koyma, even so that which is allowed to get its own place, when it accesses through the outer courtyard, answers the outer courtyard. That's all. Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim ain't pieces of regular Luceris. The whole concept doesn't exist. They deny the whole thing from beginning to end. There's no Jesus of regular, which answers. Either I'm part of your courtyard and therefore I ask you if I didn't participate in the Eruv, or I'm not part of your courtyard and I can't depend upon you. So there is no God to address as a regular courtyard. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said both Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Akiva. They follow the tenet, which is expressed by Rabbi Akiva, which is Drisas Regel Oseris, right? Amar Jesus Regel Oseris, Surah, there's the concept of Jesus Regel, which forbids. Amar Rabbi Lav, Hashem Rabbi Yanai, Drisas Regel Asura Voseris. Rabbi Law said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, that Tana Kama, however, differs with Rabbi Akiva, and that what? He always says Drisas Regel of a Regel, which is Asura Bimkoima, of the Pnimis, which didn't make an error, that answers if they have access to the outer one, not where the Pnimis had an error by itself. In that case, you argue Rabbi Akiva. Okay? We are not finished with that. Now, Shachar Echa Min Achitzayna, V'lo Iri. This is a case which we had in the Bavli. You know, maybe I should find the Perush. Yaakov, on that shelf over there is a Perush Chai. It's a brown safer. Just help if I can show you. It's lying down. Thank you. By the way, I'm pleased to announce that I suffered my first theft yesterday of a contemporary Eruv. People are actually stealing the books now to get them. I had one in the Beis Medrash, which somebody had asked me to bring so they could buy it. It's there now? It's back? Oh, so they put it back. Oh, good. Okay. It wasn't there this morning.
It was there yesterday.
I know it was there yesterday. But this morning when I looked for it, it wasn't there. What?
They
borrowed it. Okay, fine. I was impressed that they were stealing my book now. Abby Hoffman.
Was Abby Hoffman right? Abby Hoffman.
In sports, I don't know, but it's history, I know.
J.D. Drew hit two. Being obnoxious.
Here. You have two chatzeres, right? One four here, right? So all the pictures are basically the same. But you get the idea. So let's say one of these guys forgot to make an Arab, right? One of these guys. Apnimis Muteris, so the inner guys are mutter, because they made an error, right? V'achitzayna asura. The outer guys are usur, because one of their guys forgot. Echa min apnimis, so if one of these guys forgot, the inner guys,
that's not according to the Chachamim.
Right, this is all according to Rabbi Akiva. Or no, according to Rabbanon, right. Either the says quite on a comma of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's what's going to come out in the next case. Now, show if one of these guys forgot to make an Eruv, so then stay in Asuros. Then both us, these guys because one of them forgot to make an Eruv, and these guys because they have Jesus Regal. And they're Regal Asura, right? Why are they Regal Asura? Because they forgot to make an Eruv, right? So it sounds like if they both made an Eruv, now this is how the coordinator proves it's Tana Kama. Sounds like if they made it a legitimate Eruv by themselves, and they made a legitimate Eruv by themselves, nobody forgot, then they can carry and they can carry. Of course, not back and forth, but they can both carry. Whereas rather, that can't be going to Rabbi Akiva, because like Rabbi Akiva, even if they made an Eruv, separately, they still can't carry back and they still can't carry. These guys can't carry, because there's Drisas Regel, even though it's Muteris Bim Koima, but the fact that they're allowed to carry, they're allowed to walk through here, they have access, cancels the Eruv of the outer guys. Now, I have to be intellectually honest. Lieberman goes through great contortions, tremendous contortions, to try and make our Mishnah work out like Rabbi Akiva. And he has legitimate reasons to do so based on the Gemara. The thing is that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he out Lieberman. He found a Tosefta with a slightly different girsa, which undermines Lieberman, the necessity for Lieberman to go through the contortions. Okay? So I'll tell you that when we get there. So therefore, the Mishnah will work out being Tanakama, who says regular muteres mim koyma doesn't answer. Only regular asur mim koyma answers. Okay?
The answer is Lieberman never finished the Tosefta Kipshuta. So.
And he did, though. Did it even? I think so. I think there are 12 volumes. All right. After we finish Ushami, we start Tosefta. Then we'll check it. All right. That's next on the list for 2002. All right. So now, Nasi Ubu and Mokom Echo. Now let's say they all joined together, and made one Erev between the two Chateros. However, there's an interesting kula here. Imayushal Yechidim Enon Tzrichim Lariv. If each courtyard was only had one house in it. Each courtyard only had one house. So then it's not necessary for them to make Eruvin. Not necessary for them to make an Eruv. I forgot why. Right. Because the Yachid, if you have an individual here and an individual here, even if, it's obvious, really, even though without the benefit of an Eruv, he's Tristan Saregel on Muteris Bim Koimo, right? So he can, of course, walk through here. And not answer it. So you don't need any Erev in that case. Okay? Everything is mutter in that case. All right. Says the Gemara. Shachach. Yeah. Okay, now here's where the Reb Chaim Kanievsky throws in three words. Not the way Ruan Bachitsoina. See, Lieberman learns that there's one continuous case here. Chaim Kanievsky, based on Tosefta, says they're two separate cases, and that avoids him all the troubles. I'm not even going to tell you what the troubles are. So the first case is, Nasei Ruach Chatzal Chitzoni, they put the Erev over here. And, Shach Echem Yer Chitzoni V'lo Erev. And one of the outer guys forgot to make an Erev. HaChitzoni Erev, so everybody's us here. HaChitzoni Asura, the outer guys are us in Shlo Erev. One of them didn't participate. V'apnimis Asura, and the inner guys are us in Shlo Erev. Because where they put the Erev? The idiots. They put the Erev out here, right? They put the Erev in a place where they can't get to it, because this courtyard now lets carry it. So nobody's allowed to carry. In that self same case, Shachar Echo, Shachar Echo, Minabnimis Shlo Erev, also. And if let's say one of the inner guys forgot to participate in the Erev, so same result. Habnimis Asura, the inner guys are also because Shaloi Erev, one of them didn't make the Erev. Vachitzayna Asura, the outer guys are also as well. Shinasa Ruah, Mokum Asur. Their Erev is in an Asur place. Shadris Asarega Lo Seres. It's in a place where the Pnimis, which is the place of Jesus, Regal, which answers them, meaning they can't really get at it. Now, switch cases. Nostu Eruam Ba Pnimis. Why did they put the Erev inside in here? And Shachach Echon Min Achitzon of Lo Erev, and one of the outer guys forgot to make an Erev. Then, different ballgame. Nicha Achitzon Asur Shlo Erev. The outer guys can't carry because they didn't make an Erev. Ha Pnimis. Lama, what are you going to do about the inner courtyard? Not why, but what? Is the shaykh to say about them? They put the Erev in a Osir place? Certainly not. They didn't put the Erev in an Osir place. So what are you going to say? Right, because where's the Erev? The Erev is in here. Who forgot? They forgot. So it's not Makom for the Chitzayna, for sure they're lost, they're from following. But the Pnimis, did they place the Erev in an Osir place? No. Because they all on the inside participated in the Erev, Seattle guard forgot. Elowat, maybe you'll say, Elo Drisas Regalo Seres. What about Drisas Regal? Hare Inka Drisas Regalo Seres. There's no Drisas Regal. Drisas Regal is out, not in, right? So there's no problem. The bottom line is here. ahead, should be mutter. Right? Shouldn't it be mutter? Says the Gemara, no. Psych you out. Om Rabbi Yassim, he came with Shinosu Bemoko Mechot. Once they all put it together, tough luck. Nasu Kulu on Rishus Achas. They all become run Rishus. And therefore, if any one of them forgets, even one of the inner ones, too bad. Because now it's not two separate chateres of four. To all participate in Erev, it's one large chotzer of eight. And if anybody forgot anywhere in the configuration, that's too bad.
That's not the way it was originally planned, one large.
Oh, yeah. They all participate together, yeah. Now, as the Gilian Ashas points out, the Bavli argues. The Bavli holds, in this case, the Pnimis can say, they can say, we'll lock our door and we'll use our inner courtyard by ourselves. They taka argue. They say they can, yeah, achtel adashra of tishtamish b'an pe'nafsh, or something like that. That's the language used. So they can just say, shalom, shalom Yisrael here. I think there's even a place where there's a picture of that here. Here they have a daka, meaning that they have a barrier between the two. So they can just say, we'll close our door and we'll use it ourselves. So Tei Taka holds, Bavli holds, with the inner courtyard can divorce itself from the outer courtyard. But the Yerushalmi holds not that way. Shami says once they committed to go together, they are cannot be rent asunder, and therefore it's no good. Okay? Now, Rav Chuna Amar, Rav Chuna said, B'shem Rav, this is really a non sequitur. I don't know exactly how it got here. But ain't Torah's chotzer lakum, ain't Torah's daka lakum. There's no concept of a chotzer by a goy. We'll explain what that means. There's no concept of a daka, of a fence by a goy. Now, the fence I'm talking about here is not a true fence, but rather like a barrier. See, that's a daka. There's no concept of that kind of daka, a barrier by a goy. What are we talking about? Says the Gemara, ain't Torah's daka lakum. Oh, I just said it, sorry. I start middle line. Ain't Torah's chotzer lakum. Now the grach Chaykanevsky changes that. Lieberman says a very strange thing. Says that chotzer means daka. Instead of changing the kirsa from chotzer to daka, he says no, chotzer is a type of daka. Now it doesn't mean here courtyard. It means something else. But in any event, I guess he slipped up a little bit towards the end of this parak. I don't know. He said a whole bunch of strange things here at the end. So he says, Ein Torah's Dako Lakum. Again, changing the gear. So, if you had an upper floor and a lower floor, the guy lived upstairs, the Jew lived downstairs, they both shared a chutzah. The guy says, you know what? Yankel, I know if I use the chutzah on Shabbos, you can't carry, right? Unless you're soaking your shoes for me. So I'll tell you what, I'll do you a favor. I'll put up a barrier so I can't go down into the chutzah. That's a daka. Ain't Torah's daka laka. We don't trust him for a minute. He's going to go past the barrier. So what do you have to do, in fact? Soaking your shoes. The fact that he put up a barrier and promised to remove himself, unacceptable. Insufficient. Okay? Shimshar Bel Yona at Marina Lasser. He's going to come down. Lasser means to spatz here, to walk around, right? He's going to come down to walk around. You can't trust him. Doesn't work. Now, enter as Chatzel Akum. What is the enter as Chatzel Akum? Shima Yashori Bapnimis. If you have two Chatzers, one beyond the other. And you have a guy in the inner one and a Jew in the outer one. So then, at Motzia Lasser is going to come out through the other one. He has Drisas Regli Yassers. Now it's interesting. If you have the Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chiddush in this Gemara is if you have one Jew, send a mission. You have one Jew in the outer courtyard, one Jew in the inner courtyard, then we don't see Drisas Regli Yassers, right? Remember we said in the Mishnah, one and one, there's no Jesus regular Osiris. It's okay. Not if the inner one is a goy. If the inner one is a goy, we don't say that. And he says, because we're afraid, if we allow this case, he gives a reason, but he says, I don't know exactly what the reason is, but I hypothesize that the reason is because if we allow this case, the guy to get away, people will not be able to distinguish and discern, and they'll think you never need to be so chereshus. They never need to rent from the goy. So even though it's a single goy, a solitary goy on the inside, and a solitary Jew on the outside, and were it to be a case of two solitary Jews, then there would not be a problem. each one can carry in his own courtyard, because I don't say drisas regal in that case. Since the inner guy is a goy, then I say drisas regal, and he asks the outer guy until there's spheres of shoes. They're not in the same courtyard. Not in the same courtyard. I assume. We're afraid they're going to live in the same courtyard, but here they're not in the same courtyard. So I assume that's the issue. Rabbi Lov Hashem Elezer said, Yesh Torah's Chotzer L'Akum. There is a Katz Chotzer by Goyim. Shemayu Yisrael V'Akum Dorim B'Pnimis. If there's a Jew and a Goy in the inner courtyard, and in the end, I want to throw in here what some of the Farshim say. There's in the outer courtyard, there's one Jew. So there are two in the inside courtyard, one Jew, one Goy. There's one Jew in the outer courtyard. Lo'oilam eino oiser. Now, lo'oilam means he never does oiser. Lieberman, although he has no basis for this, wants to say that instead of lo'oilam, he says, Dorim b'pnimis o'ba'aliyah. Because remember, we spoke about a second floor. And the second floor is not mentioned here. So he wants to say that it means the second floor. It's not Leolam, but Baalia. Very difficult. So in any event, let's learn that like Lieberman. Shema Yisrael v'akum dorim b'pnimis, lo'olam ein aser, it's not forbidden, achu shneiem Yisrael, until there are two Jews in the outer courtyard and one goy in the inner courtyard. Interesting thing. He says, when is there, if there are two, there's a Jew and a goy in the inner courtyard, and one Jew in the outer courtyard, then I say the goy is as if he's not there. Dira sakum kamandalei sodami. Okay, I don't look at the goy. There's two Jews, one Jew on the inside, one Jew on the outside. We said when one and one, you don't have Jesus, it's not Jesus regular Seris. So to, even though there's a goy in the inner courtyard besides the Jew, it's not going to be Jesus regular Seris. Okay? I guess because they don't need schiris for shoes. Because right? There it's one on one in the same chotzer. Schiris for shoes is not necessary. So therefore he's not going to ask for the outer guy either. When is the inner goy ask for the outer Yisrael? When it's one goy in the inside, one Jew in the outside. It, hypothetically, people do live that way because they're not in the same courtyard. In that case, the presence of the goy on the inner courtyard answers the Jew in the outer courtyard because he has access through it. But where in the inner courtyard, there's one Jew and one goy. And the outer courtyard, there's... Oh, yeah. Shemisrael v'akum dorim b'pnimis. There's one Jew and one goy in the inner courtyard, right? And there's a single Jew in the outer courtyard, so then there's no problem, right? Because the inner Jew doesn't need to be sober shoes from the goy because he's one-on-one. So whatever that goy is, if he's not there. So it reverts to a case of one Jew on the inside, one Jew on the outside, not a problem. When does it start being a problem? I choose to be sober too, when one of the courtyards got two Jews. Because one of the courtyards got two Jews. So then already you need Eruv, and once you need Eruv, so there's a whole concept, Jesus starts regal, which kicks in, which is going to create a problem. Okay? So as long as you avoid the problem, Jesus regal, you're okay. Rabbi Bob Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishayesh lo daka lifnei beiso, kava asar tfachim. Somebody's got in front of his house a barrier, which is 10 tfachim high. Yisrael ain't oser. So if his neighbor is a Jew, they don't need Erev Chatzeres. Because the Jew is trusted not to go beyond the barrier. So they don't need an Erev in their Chatzer. B'yakum oser. However, by going asses, as we said, Goyim, they don't pay attention to the barriers. They just go right around them, over them, under them. Now, Mechav Bishit does it right, boy. This seems to be a contradiction, Rabbi Boy. Very cool comparison. Because I'm a Rabbi Boy. Rabbi Boy said, Rabbi Yudah B'Shem Shmuel, name Rabbi Yudah name Shmuel. Koytsu Shikifu Asulomos. If you have a, since I had the Peter Shkaya, it's very convenient.
If I can find it.
Well, it should be used to ladders on both sides. You see? You have ladders on both sides of a wall. Ladders here, ladders there. And normally, if there's a wall between two things, you can't make an air between the two, right? But here, the ladders going up and down the walls on each side. Too bad. According to Rabbi Buh, it doesn't work. They cannot join together. So we see here that ladders are not considered to be an opening. So if that's the case, where the guy lives in the upstairs, and he makes a dock, especially he makes a dock on the bottom, why is he considered to answer me? Ladders don't overcome a wall. So even though he's got a ladder coming down, since I have a dock in front of that, and he's allegedly respects the dock, that should suffice. Just like over here, the ladders do not overcome the wall, so to his ladder down should not overcome the wall in front of it, right? Rabbi Yitzhak Rabun, Tamon Ayidei Sulamos should be Ein. Ein Yidoyin Kibsochim. The Sulam does not make this as if it's an opening. However, Bram Hacha, but here, that's because you don't have to go up. But here, where does the goy live? And that which went up must come down. Yeah, but the ladder's there. The ladder's there. So the goy's gonna come down. And that's why you say the barrier in front does no good. But here, there ain't derech atachzoyim, the people over here don't have to go up. So therefore, where the ladders go up, there ladders do not break the existence of a wall. But where ladders coming down from an upper residence, of course, since the goy is eventually going to come down, he won't respect the barrier, and therefore the barrier is not valid, and therefore you must be socher rishus from him. Baruch Hashem, tonight we did two blocks. Feel vindicated.